This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Australia's largest city, Sydney, entered a two-week lockdown on Saturday to contain a sudden COVID surge, while several European nations are lifting restrictions this weekend despite the global spread of a highly contagious form of the disease. Vaccination drives have brought down infections in numerous, mostly wealthy countries, but the rise of the Delta variant, which first emerged in India, is raising fears of new waves of a virus that has already killed nearly 4 million people. Sydney's new restrictions apply to some 5 million people across the city, along with hundreds of thousands of others living in nearby population centers. The pandemic is slowing down globally, with the World Health Organization now reporting the lowest number of new cases worldwide since February and decreasing deaths attributed to the coronavirus. But concerns over the Delta variant have prompted new restrictions in countries that had previously managed to control their own outbreaks. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Friday that Delta is the most transmissible of the variants identified so far. It's been identified in at least 85 countries and is spreading rapidly among unvaccinated populations. While several studies have shown that vaccines are slightly less effective against Delta, they are still highly effective, but only after the second dose. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been sentenced to 22 and a half years in prison for the murder of George Floyd, whose dying gasps under Chauvin's knee led to the biggest outcry against racial injustice in the U.S. in generations. The punishment is one of the longest prison terms ever imposed on a U.S. police officer in the killing of a black person. Find more at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.